Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 880 of Ask Path. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in from Steve today, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So if you're doing any hiring of any kind, whether you're a solopreneur looking to add somebody on for the first time, or maybe you have a large company and you're looking to add even more people or fill in that spot that just got emptied out, check out ZipRecruiter because it makes hiring extremely easy, you know, because finding the right candidates for your position can be very and extremely nerve-wracking and just inconvenient, right? To go out there and post that job and all those different job sites. I mean, there's hundreds of them, right? Well, ZipRecruiter, you just manage that one dashboard, and literally with a click of a button, you can have that job description be sent out to 100+ different job sites, including social media accounts, and you can find your best candidates there, and they all get streamlined and put into ZipRecruiter for you. You can manage those things from there, not having to worry about all the cold emails or the phone calls that are coming in, but it's all done through the dashboard there, and you can find the right people fast. So go ahead and check it out for free right now by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, now here's today's question from Steve.
Hi, Pat. It's Steve. I wanted to get my daughter working on a website at an early age. She's just 16 now. So together we have started SheRuns.com. You can find it at SHERUNS.com. We've started an ebook and we're going to be finished in just a couple weeks here. So the site's rounding out nicely. My question is it better to have people find your email list organically or to use a pop-up to help them find where to sign up for the email list? I'm asking the question because I don't like pop-ups. I think they're a little bit cheesy, but I found that more people are signing up for the email list when I have the pop-up there. Would love to get your opinion. Great show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Steve, thank you so much for the question. You know, there's this huge debate that's been around forever, and that is, well, do you have pop-ups or should you not have pop-ups? And I'll agree with you. When you have pop-ups on, it makes your email list grow faster. That's just what happens. And the reason why that happens is because people see that opportunity to opt in, and a lot of times they have no other choice besides exit or opt in. And if you are offering something great, if you have an amazing incentive to go ahead and subscribe, well, pop-up can be a great tool to let people know about this incentive because not everybody is going to find that offer organically. So if you are comfortable putting those pop-ups in there and you have verified over time that those people who subscribe in that way are actually people who stick around and who are going to be potentially customers. And, you know, a lot of times people have amazing numbers coming from those pop-ups, but then they realize that, oh, wow, these are people who don't even know about me yet. They're sort of being forced to download it. And yeah, there might be a great incentive, but if you don't do a good job of letting those people know why they should stick around on your email list or that you have additional value to provide, then a lot of times those people become what I've heard, cold subscribers, people who don't even open emails anymore because they just want that free thing. So there's a number of ways to go about it, right? Like, it really depends on you and your situation and what you feel is best for your brand. For me in particular, I do not put pop-ups specifically because I want people to find it organically. Now, my numbers will be less, absolutely, but I feel like those numbers will be stronger. So there's a number of ways to go about it. If you choose to go the pop-out route, make sure, I mean, I guess this is universal no matter which way you want people to subscribe, but just make sure that the emails they get, especially those initial ones, those follow-up emails, that they're packed with a ton of value that help a person realize, even if they were there just to get that free thing, help them realize, wow, there's so much stuff here that is just for me. This is perfect. Even though I came in just to download this free guide or whatever, I'm going to stick around and make sure I open the next email. So how do you do that? Well, you have to know exactly why people are coming to you and your site and what exactly they need help with. And that way they are going to be more likely to open those emails down the road. So again, there's no right or wrong answer here. It really depends on what you want to do. But no matter what, make sure those emails in that funnel that they get put into are extremely valuable and that they're getting exactly what they need. So Steve, hopefully that answers your question. Thank you so much and best of luck. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, and I want to offer you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Steve. And here's a quote to finish off the day, and this is a quote from Anonymous, and that is, "Stop talking yourself out of opportunities because you don't feel like you're ready yet. It's time. You're ready now." I think that quote's especially appropriate to those of you who have yet to get started on your online business and you're looking for that right time. Well, now is a good time because my new course, Smart From Scratch, opened up enrollment. It's just open this week. Price is going to go up the next time this gets promoted. So for now, you can get in early at smartfromscratch.com. Go there. You'll see a sales page and some more information about the course to help you as you're starting out in your online business journey. If you already have a business, this course isn't for you. But if you are just starting out and you want to make sure that you're getting in at the right time, well, guess what? Now's the right time. Smartfromscratch.com. Thanks so much. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.